At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. This one right here could be yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Welcome back again. Subject, I don't like to share. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old female, and I'm an only child and a daddy's girl. I met a man that is also an only child, and we hit it off instantly. He was raised by a single mom, and they are the best of friends. The way he treats her let me know that he is a good man. He has a lot of characteristics of my father, and even though he is 5 years younger, he's got a great career and his own home. I love everything about him, but I do have one pet peeve. He's way too comfortable, too soon with me. We started being intimate 2 months after we met. He assumed it was fine to stay overnight with me the first time we had sex. I let him stay because I wanted seconds. He slept in a pair of my joggers that were lying on a chair in my room. He's tall and thin, so they fit, but he didn't even ask first. He did not have on underwear with my pants, and that grossed me out. When he left, I threw them away. From then on, he has made himself at home at my house, and he's even left a pair of pajama bottoms so he can be comfortable when he is visiting. When we're eating, he loves to sample my food without asking, and he digs into my plate with his nasty fork. He says he is a sharer, and I have told him that I am not. I explained to him that it's only child thing, and he is dead set on changing me. I drink wine, and he usually drinks hard liquor. Now, if he buys me a bottle of wine, he drinks half of it because he thinks it's cute if we drink the same thing. He's overstepping all of my boundaries when it comes to my personal things and my personal space. The final straw was when he used my bath towel right after I dried off with it. Should I learn to accept this or tell him nicely to knock it off? I mean, you know, you don't have to learn to accept anything if you don't want to accept it, but you were accepting it. I mean, initially you didn't say anything. You talk about he's comfortable too soon. I mean, you guys were intimate 2 months after you met. He wanted to stay over. You didn't say anything then. You said that was fine because you wanted seconds. Now you're complaining, saying he's way too comfortable. You guys haven't known each other that long. That one pet peeve you have, that's a big one, but you got to tell him, not us. You've told him that you're not a sharer after he said he was, but he ignored you. He's trying to change you. So you got to make him understand it doesn't have to be a fight or anything like that. You can do it nicely. You just got to let him know that you are serious about your boundaries, if you truly are. Or are you making up these rules as you go along? The things that he does now after you've slept with him are starting to gross you out. I mean, I agree with you. Everyone needs privacy. Everyone needs some space. But what's wrong with sitting him down and telling him, you know, in an adult way how you feel? He doesn't sound like he's going to listen. Again, you said he's going to try to change you. But he needs to know that you're serious now, you know, if you're taking this relationship any further. These are simple things. I mean, things that he really should have been learned at home about boundaries. And since he didn't, just let him know. I mean, you could be nice. This is even crazier because he said he has his own house. So why isn't he at his own house? Have you been to his own house? Have you seen his own house? Maybe that's a reason he's staying with you. Maybe his house is a mess. I mean, boundaries are important. Yeah, I don't think this is anything to fight about or anything like that. I just think you need to get it straight with him and let him know how you really, really feel. Steve?
I think this relationship needs to end. I don't think this woman needs to be in a relationship. I see a totally different letter here. I don't like to share. Well, that's interesting, because ain't that all a relationship is built around? Sharing? You can't have a relationship if you don't like to share. Because the most important thing you're going to be sharing, two most important things you're going to be sharing is time and space. And that means somebody else is in your time and somebody else is in your space. And if you don't like to share, you got a problem. But I knew this letter was going to be a problem by the way it started. I'm a 29-year-old female. I'm an only child and a daddy's girl. I met a man that is also an only child, and we hit it off instantly. Well, ain't this about peaches and cream right here? If this ain't about the lottie-doo, if this ain't about the chicken meet the rooster right here, Lord have mercy, what a perfect match. Two only children have joined forces. Well, the problem is one of these children don't get it. And the one that don't get it is the lady that wrote the letter. He was raised by a single mom, and they are the best of friends. Uh-oh.
He and the mom.
Oh, I know what that is right there. I know you're thinking mama's boy. It could be, but that don't show up in the letter. But it shows up on some other stuff. The way he treats her lets me know that he's a good man. Okay. He's got a lot of characteristics of my father, and even though he's 5 years younger, he's got a great career. Now, you 29. He 24. Lady, this dude ain't all there right now. But then I got news for you. You ain't either. I love everything about him, but I do have one pet peeve. He's way too comfortable too soon with me. We started being intimate 2 months after we met. He assumed it was fine to stay overnight with me the first time we had sex. I let him stay because I wanted seconds. Okay, okay, what's the problem? He stayed over, you wanted to. Okay, cool. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with her.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I don't like to share. I don't. We'll be back, part two, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I don't like to share.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm going to be a little bit more direct this half of the letter. So let me start the letter by saying I don't like to share. Well, and I understand why. So let's begin this letter like this. This is a 29-year-old female who is an only child and a daddy's girl. Right there, you're dealing with a person where it's about me. It's about me. I'm an only child. It's about me. Watch how spoiled and selfish this letter really turns out to be. The man you met is 5 years younger. He's 24. He was raised by a single mom. They're the best of friends. You could tell he's a good man by the way he treats his mother, blah, 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 blah. He got a great career in his own home. 24 with his own home. That's a good hustle right there. I love everything about him, but I do have one pet peeve. He's too comfortable too soon with me. Now, you all started being intimate 2 months after we met. He assumed it was fine to stay overnight with me the first time we had sex. Okay. I let him stay because I wanted seconds. I let him stay because I wanted seconds. Not the fact that he was caught up, sprung, and he wanted to stay. You wanted seconds and you let him stay. He slept in a pair of my joggers that were lying on a chair in my room. This is where the letter get a little shaky for me. He slept in a pair of my joggers that was laying on a chair in my room. He's tall and thin, so they fit. I'm glad you cleared that up right there, because I ain't dated a woman where I can wear her sweatpants. Now, either you dating a little bitty man, or you a great big girl. Now, one of the two.
What does that have
but
to
do? But y'all in here wearing each other pants now. I don't know how that works. I ain't saying what you are, but, you know, you need to pull up a little bit. But he didn't even ask first. He just put them on. He did not have on underwear with my pants, so that grossed me out. Wait a minute. Didn't you just sleep with him?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Didn't y'all just have sex? Didn't y'all climb on each other? Now, you mad because he got some pants on with no drawers on. I don't understand you. How selfish and self-centered are you? He didn't have on underwear, and that grossed me out. When he left, I threw him away.
Okay.
From then on, he has made himself at home at my house, and he's even left a pair of pajama bottoms there so he can be comfortable when he's visiting. Well, you threw away the joggers. The man needs something. At least he bought his own pajamas. You done threw the joggers. He thought he'd wear them last time. He done been through all the drawers and can't find them nowhere.
Right.
You done threw them away. When we're eating, he loves to sample my food without asking. And he digs into my plate with his nasty fork. His nasty fork. Wasn't y'all kissing?
Yes.
See, that nasty fork, that because it's been in his mouth, you ain't been in his mouth. How did y'all get to the sex part? Wasn't no kissing? You ain't getting it. Wasn't no warm up? Nothing? Okay. He says he's a sharer, and I have told them I am not. That's because you are only child, and you're a daddy's girl. You're just a selfish, self-centered girl. I don't think you understand how a relationship works. I've explained to him that it's an only child thing, and he's dead set on changing me. I drink wine, and he usually drinks hard liquor. Now, if he buys me a bottle of wine, he drinks half of it because he thinks it's cute that we drink the same thing. Wait a minute. The man buy a bottle of wine. You want that all to yourself, too? So he can't buy a bottle of wine and sit with his girl and have a glass of wine? You don't share that either? Because he thinks it's cute if we drink the same thing. He's overstepping all of my boundaries. Lady, you really don't need to be in a relationship because it's your way or the highway. When it comes to my personal things and my personal space, I just told you at the top of the letter, the two things in a relationship that you share the most of is time and space. Now, if you don't want the man over there, then you don't want to be in a relationship. Just use him for your little sex toy. He's 5 years younger. He's your little boy toy. And send him home. But don't have a man thinking he in a relationship with you that y'all should drink wine together and stuff. Clearly, you want all the wine to yourself. The final straw was when he used my bath towel after I dried off with it.
Now that was nasty.
How many towels they got? They got enough towels?
Should I learn to accept this or tell them nicely to knock it off? Here's my answer to this letter. Y'all need to break up.
You think it's hopeless?
You don't like sharing. Yeah, it's hopeless. She don't like sharing nothing. She don't want to share nothing.
She shared her body.
And these are the examples that she's told about. These are the extreme examples. It's a lot of, she don't like sharing. She told a man she's not a sharing person. How do you have a relationship and you're not a sharer? You got to get past this. And now she's comfortable to a degree. I'm comfortable to sleep with you. I'm comfortable to share my body with you. But I don't want you wearing my jogging pants. I don't want you eating off with your nasty fork.
You can get in my pants, but you can't get in my pants.
You know what I mean? You get in my pants, but you can't wear my pants. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I can stick my tongue in your mouth. You can stick your tongue in my mouth, but you can't stick your fork in my plate. That don't make no sense.
All right. Thank you.
She's
please.
Selfish. I don't get it. You know, the dude, he's 24. He a kid.
I think it's a boundary issue. All right. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please.
For listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.